This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Oh, well, happy Friday, everyone. Akmal, are you there?
I am there. Thank you very much for having me. I'm sorry I wasn't there yesterday. I thought it was Saturday.
You thought it was Saturday, right? Okay, just yes. A little bit of normal Akmal confusion in your life.
Well, you know, Saturday and Thursday sound very similar. Mm. And I'm dyslexic, as you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not good at spelling, so I thought, Saturday, woohoo! And
then you're not good at life, my friend. You're not good at life.
Look at all these idiots going to work. They don't know it's Saturday, idiots.
Well, anyway, great to have you back with us.
Thank you.
Look, you missed so much yesterday.
Yeah, well,
what happened?
Day.
Well, look, the Bunnings thing, the hashtag #OnionGate is continuing, and we've got a new revelation about that coming up, which is, it's massive, Akmal. I don't know whether you realise just how big this whole thing is.
We've also got...
I realise, I sense this is a turning point in our history. We will look back on this in 50 years and commemorate the Bunnings slip.
OnionGate.
Let us not forget the people who have slipped outside Bunnings. Minute silence, please. Now let's have sausages.
We've also got a super secret announcement at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yes.
That you know nothing about, Akmal.
But you know what?
That's nothing unusual.
No. We probably told him and he forgot. But you definitely want to be tuning in for this announcement.
It's massive.
Definitely.
Well, I'm here now. I might as well hang around.
Not you, everybody else. Ning-nong.
Sorry.
You ning nong.
You ning nong. That's such a mum thing to say, isn't it? You ning nong.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Just when you thought it was over, they give you a little bit more. That's midnight oil for you.
That's it. They just never stop giving.
Sometimes they wish, well, you know, you should have just ended it there. That would have been fine. But
I love that little wobbly trumpet at the end of that. Probably my favourite part of the whole song.
You love a good wobbly trumpet.
I love a wobbly trumpet.
Everyone
Let it be
that
known. Put that on my gravestone. She loved a wobbly trumpet.
Yes.
Anyway, Akmal,
look,
you weren't here yesterday, but there was further news on the whole hashtag OnionGate Bunnings saga.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, Bunnings are getting a stack of publicity out of this, but, you know, we're all going, onion on the floor, come on, who's slipping on onion? Apparently, people are slipping on onion. A nurse has come out now and said that she nearly lost her life. That sounds dramatic to me.
By eating the sausage?
No, not by eating the sausage.
Because I would have thought that was the real danger.
Here we go, Mr. Vegan. Come on.
No, but you know, no one knows what that stuff's made out of.
This is true. Yes. Maybe butchers do, but apart from them, no one else knows what that stuff's
secret.
Made out of.
It's a formula. And only the three butchers can't travel together in one plane just in case. Because they know the secret to the sausage.
Yeah, well, this nurse reckons that no one will really ever know and understand just how much slipping on a piece of onion affected her life. The trip to Bunnings nearly cost her career as a theatre nurse, as a nurse. It nearly cost her her home, and she had her darkest time where she could see no future. And it nearly cost her her life.
And Bunnings were trying to compensate her by giving her a box of nails and a drill.
Well, she's going to sue Bunnings. She's actually going to sue Bunnings because she got wind of Trevor from Queensland, who we heard about yesterday, who is also suing Bunnings. So this is a proper problem.
Yeah. I think everyone should sue Bunnings. Let's sue Bunnings.
All right. Let's get a class action. What are you suing Bunnings for, Akmal?
Just because I can't, you know, put up a picture. I think it's their fault.
It's their fault that you can't put up a picture.
I tried it. My wife asked me to put up a picture once and I destroyed the wall.
I know.
The entire wall was destroyed.
Well, they've got DIY classes. You can go to those, mate, and they'll teach you how to do that.
Well, yeah, nah, That's
for people who care, Widow.
Yeah, I don't care.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Look, I've got some really fantastic news for people that like weird Japanese stuff. Who doesn't love a bit of weird Japanese behaviour? I know that sounds stereotypical and maybe even a bit racist, but they do some kooky stuff over there, especially with technology, right? They've got the robot cafes and stuff.
It's not racist.
Well, let me tell you this story and see whether you think it's weird or not. There's a hologram, a virtual reality hologram over in Japan, and she's a sort of a pop star. She looks a bit like a fairy. She's one of those, you know, typical big-eyed kind of anime-style cartoony sort of things. But she's a virtual reality pop star, and her name's Hatsune Miku.
Oh,
And people love Hatsune Miku, right? They absolutely love this hologram. She sings. Mm. People love her songs, you know. Now, that in itself is a little bit weird, but not nearly as weird as this. You can buy a holographic version of Hatsune Miku, and she lives in this weird little sort of jar, and you can
But she's a computer anyway, right?
She's a computer, not a real person. No, she's a computer-generated image, exactly. She's a hologram, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you can't, when you buy an image of her, you're just buying a sort of a repetition of her, aren't you? There's no real person.
There's no real person here, no, exactly. So it's not even like a cartoon. She's like this sort of virtual reality image, like if you can imagine a hologram, you're getting close. So people have bought their own version of Hatsune, right? They've bought this little sort of dome glass thing, and you can see the hologram inside, and it lives in your house, and you can talk to it, and it talks back to you, and all just that,
like,
sort of stuff, right?
Yeah. It's just like a marriage, except it, you know, doesn't talk back.
Well, no, it does talk back.
Oh, it does talk back. Sorry.
But it's funny you should say that, because there's a guy over in Japan who decided to marry her.
Of course.
The hologram, right? And he spent $18,000 on the ceremony.
On the reception.
On the ceremony and the reception.
Wow.
And
So we're half of the congregation, or half of the guests... computer programs as well? Or?
No, they were genuine real people. But his parents didn't go. His parents thought he was a bit crackers for this. He's 35 years old, mind you.
He's crackers.
Well, he is. He's 35 years old, and you should see him. He's so happy. I saw some video footage of him. He's so incredibly happy to be marrying Hatsune, the hologram.
I bet you people who are at the church going, it'll never last. I'll give it 3 months and then he'll delete her.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
I love stories where people swallow things that they shouldn't swallow. I love that. You know, it makes me happy.
Yeah, you were telling us a while ago about the guy that ate a boat for the Guinness World Records. Like, he broke it down into tiny pieces and ate a boat. Yeah.
Well, he didn't swallow it whole. That would have been a great
Would have been a good record. Story. Exactly.
Yeah, but then he passed a ship, apparently. A ship passing in the night. Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Now, there's a kid who, this is brilliant, I think. This kid swallowed not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but 7 magnets. He'd swallowed 7 magnets. That's a headline you don't see that often.
No, it's not.
7
now,
magnets.
How's this happened? Is it like a...
Well, you just put it in your mouth and swallow. It's not that difficult. And it's like fridge magnets they were. And now he's become a fridge magnet himself.
I saw this article last night.
You've got it completely wrong.
It was fidget spinners. He was trying to hide a fidget spinner from his brother, wasn't he?
All right, if you're going to be fussy about it, it's going to be pedantic.
I think it was 14 magnets.
It was 14 magnets, and they were tiny little ones. They weren't fridge magnets. They were little tiny ones.
All right, Jesus.
God, love. Read the article properly. Don't
you people, it's like working with 2 detectives.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yes. So he swallowed 27 magnets.
Anyway, and, he swallowed 14 magnets. What happened? Tell us.
It's 14 magnets. My goodness. I got the wrong article. I must be...
All right, let me tell the article.
No. He swallowed 14 magnets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
what
now
happened
next? And then his mum took him shopping, and he came home with 72 shopping carts. Because it was just attached to him. they thought he was the guy working there. But
you know what? They clumped up in his stomach and they stopped him from processing any of his food. He had to have 3 operations. It was
if you
serious.
Want to see the kid, he's attached to the side of the Harbour Bridge. They can't get him off.
Oh, God. Look, pretty serious for the mum and for the kid, but pretty funny.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have to say, when it happens as a parent, it's not funny. You freak out. Like my daughter.
You freak out.
So how's this? So I've got my son and my daughter playing Mousetrap, you know, the game with the little ball bearing?
And
the mousetrap goes through the thing. Now, we'd only just got it. We'd bought it secondhand, I think, or someone had given it to us, and we were all excited, and we're playing Mousetrap, and I've got like a 3.5-year-old. Wilkie was 3.5, and Coco was about 5 or 6.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've gone to the toilet. I said, right, don't have your turn. I'm going to the toilet. I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Famous last words. Went to the toilet, came back. The ball bearing was gone. It was completely missing. And I said, where's the little mousetrap ball bearing? Who's got the little ball? Put it back. Nobody could find it. I'm going, where is it? And then Coco finally said, I think I swallowed it.
Oh, she swallowed the ball bearing.
Now, it's not a small one. It's about the size of a marble. It's not. It's like just smaller than a marble. So yeah. It's not a small thing, right?
But you know what happened? An hour later, she farted and killed the cat. The cat lost its head.
Oh, God, no. I freaked out and took her to the hospital. And they said, you know what? It's round, it's heavy, nature will take its course, just check her poo-poos and you know what, she'll be fine.
She has to check listen out for the poo-poos, like if you hear a clunk.
Clink.
Oh, it's out.
It's out, I don't remember seeing it pass, so she could still have it inside her for all I know.
You can find out by, you know, just getting a magnet and see if she comes
maybe
to you.
Maybe the kid with the magnets and my daughter can get together and just...
Yeah, that's a marriage made in the science lab.
Yeah, exactly. I would like to know, though, because lots of kids do this. They just absent-mindedly put stuff in their mouth and swallow it. She just said she was just mucking around with it and she swallowed it.
Look, it's not just children who absent-mindedly put things in their mouth and swallow.
No, you're right there. But I'd like to ask on 13:27:10. What has your kid swallowed? We've got tickets to the Legends of League games tomorrow here on the coast. What has your kid swallowed? Give us a call. Helen from Blue Haven's given us a call. Morning, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're fabulous. Good. Now, Helen, was this your child that did this?
No. This was my first cousin.
Okay.
So I used to stay over there all the time. So it was my uncle and aunt's son. His name's Howard Bainey.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What's his address?
No. Howard. All right. What did Howard do?
Well, he must have been probably only about 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Decided he'd go through his parents' top drawer and found some coloured condoms in there and thought they were lollies.
Oh
yeah. Easy mistake. We've all made that mistake.
So he tore one open and put it in his mouth.
Yeah.
And swallowed it.
Oh.
Closed the drawer, didn't say anything. About half an hour later, my auntie noticed he was going blue and couldn't understand why he wasn't breathing properly.
Oh, my God.
So she rushed him up to the emergency at Hornsby Hospital. And half an hour later, they came out and said, what's been going on? And she was dumbfounded and they showed her a red condom.
Imagine her, like she would have felt terrible. And they were probably going, why has this kid got condoms?
Mm. Exactly.
But he's fine. Wow. Howard's fine.
He's fine.
Do you rip Howard about swallowing a red condom?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. How could you not?
Oh, I love you, Helen. That's fantastic. We're going to send you along to Legends of League tomorrow at Central Coast Stadium.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
No worries. Thanks for getting involved this morning. Wow. Okay. That's not cool, is it?
No.
It does look like chewing gum, though.
Mm. I mean, it's very tempting for a child, even a grown-up sometimes when you go, this might taste okay.
Mm.
Yeah, what about those edible undies?
Okay. That's
different, isn't it?
That's another topic altogether.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, there are certain things you should not do while drunk. I mean, obviously driving, trying to talk to a woman because you probably say the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. I probably say the wrong thing even
most
if I'm sober.
Time. Yep.
Yeah. There's, don't operate machinery.
Correct.
But on top of that, of that list is don't ever, if you're drunk, don't ever buy anything on eBay or Gumtree because you're destined to buy stupid things. And there are a lot of stupid things on these websites. I myself am guilty of that. I once bought a big megaphone for $12.
A megaphone?
Yeah, I didn't know why I needed it. I didn't need it. I just thought I'd like to have a megaphone.
Well, you know what I did recently? I had a few drinks and decided that, yes, I can wear a bikini and I'm going to get two. Bought these bikinis. I got them when I got them delivered. Mm. They wouldn't even go over one thigh.
Oh,
I didn't even know what I was thinking.
You weren't drunk. That's delirious, not drunk. That's delusional.
You're delusional. Honestly, no, it was so disappointing.
That's what happens, yeah. You misjudge. Mm. So this is a story that I love. A man in China was drunk and went on one of these sites and woke up and realized he'd purchased a pig, a live pig, a peacock, and a salamander. Together at last. That's right. He's going to make a band.
Yeah, yeah.
A live pig, a peacock. Now, salamander, remind me what that is.
So I think it's like a Mexican walking fish. If anyone's got a salamander, 13, 27, 10, I think it's like one of those axolotl type things. It's an amphibian. This is, look, correct me if I'm wrong. It's a
It's an amphibian, so it can walk.
It's an amphibian.
It can walk out of water.
It's an amphibian with a lizard-like appearance.
There you go. And it's a sort of fish thing with legs.
Just like Tony Abbott.
A little bit like, yeah, he's a giant salamander.
Abbott, yeah.
Exactly.
Did they deliver
the pig, the peacock, and the salamander?
Yeah, they came in the mail, apparently. They were wrapped in bubble wrap. I don't know how they...
Crazy.
But when he woke up, they were there. That's efficient, too.
That is efficient.
If you ever want a pig, a peacock, and a salamander, that's the China. China's the place to do it because they're very prompt. You know, if I wanted a peacock and a salamander and a pig in Australia, I guess it'd be more difficult, wouldn't it?
It would be.
It'd be more difficult. You can't go to the post office. Is my pig and peacock here yet?
Yeah, where's my salamander? That's coming separately. I know.
Yeah.
So, I love this because people do, like, just think the most random things when they're drunk, you know. You end up buying stuff like stamps and, you know, collectibles and stuff that you just think, why? Why did I do that?
Turn the computer off, get a bed, and drink some water before you go to bed because otherwise you'll vomit if you're anything like me. I bought a CB radio once and it wasn't working.
a CB radio that wasn't working. Why?
It didn't work.
Who were you going to contact on the CB radio? Where were you going to put it? In your car?
No, I just thought I'd like one. I'd like a CB radio so I can talk to people around the world.
So you can talk to truckers and stuff.
Down the M1, just chat to truckies.
Apparently no one uses them anymore.
Breaker, this is Akmal. Would you like some stand-up comedy? Over.
That's right. I pay $22 for static. You know.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
This time of year, as we get closer to Christmas, is a time for the school play, the nativity play.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of school kids do this. Did you end up in a nativity play at school, Akmal?
Oh, yeah. I've been in a couple, actually.
Yeah?
Yes.
What person did you play in the play?
Well, the first one, I played the Prophet Muhammad's wife.
Okay.
It was a Muslim nativity thing. No, I'm kidding.
You're joking. I didn't know whether you were being serious or
I'm
not.
I'm joking. I know. God, it's a problem I have.
That's going to be kind of awkward because you can't depict the Prophet Muhammad, right?
That's right.
Anyway, what were you in the play? Stop confusing us.
Let's talk about the Prophet Muhammad the better because it's dangerous, right?
It is dangerous.
I was in the Christian nativity scene. I played one of the wise men. I had a big beard stuck with this cheap glue. I can still smell it now. It's disgusting. And I was carrying frankincense.
I think it's ironic that you were the wise man.
I know. Maybe it was a joke that no one got.
No, maybe it was. I was actually really proud as a five-year-old to be the narrator. Me and Shannon Beresford, we were the narrators of our nativity play.
Shannon Beresford, I'm still
in touch with him on Facebook. And
are you?
Yeah, seriously. We stood out the front. We were proud as punch and we did the narration and all the characters moved around behind us. It was fabulous.
But you didn't get Jesus. That's a coveted role. That one.
I know.
It's who you know. You got to know people.
I know. You got to know the teachers to get Jesus. Or Mary was the for us girls. Mary was the big one. You really wanted to be Mary.
Oh no, it wouldn't work for you because she's a virgin. You see, doesn't matter.
anyway, moving right along. There's a great video doing the rounds. You might see it in your feed today, but. This is from England, from Cheshire in the UK, where a mum has videoed her little girl and she's telling her little girl, Darcy, that she's been chosen to be an angel in the nativity play. Darcy is clearly not happy. She would like to be Batman instead. Have a listen.
Right. You've got to be an angel in the school play.
I don't want to be an angel.
What do you want to be?
Batman.
You can't be Batman. It's not in the Bible. It's the story of baby Jesus.
I don't like baby Jesus.
Why not?
Because I hate baby Jesus.
Well, what? You've got to be an angel in the school play.
I don't like angels.
What do you like?
Batman.
Well, you can't be Batman in the nativity.
I want Jesus.
But you can be a beautiful angel.
I don't like angels. Oh.
Losing it.
Oh, so you want to go as Batman in the nativity?
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Can't be a Batman outfit with no, not a skirt one.
Right, okay.
A normal one with pants and with a cape.
Okay, and what about the angel?
I don't like angels.
Who does?
Love it. Get me a Batman outfit with no skirt and a normal one with pants and a cape.
Now, are we sure that Batman wasn't in the Bible? Well, I mean, I don't know. Well, maybe.
You know, maybe. Maybe he was hanging around in the stable in the background. Who knows?
Yeah, I'd like to see I love that Batman so much. On a cross.
Anyway, Batman in the Nativity. There you go. It's like that scene out of Love Actually where there's a lobster at the Nativity.
One good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Across the Central Coast, 2GO's on the quest for the Central Coast best. This is the best.
107.7 2GO.
And Akmal, yesterday we asked everyone to vote on their favourite pub.
I nominated my pub,
Not
Zeki.
Pup. Not pup. No,
what?
No, pub, mate, pub. Have you been voting for your dogs?
Yeah.
You got it completely wrong.
Well, next week we should have the best
vote
pub.
For your favourite dog.
I think mine would win.
Anyways, we had lots of people call up telling us where their favourite pub is.
Love heading down to Chitaway Bay Tavern on a Friday afternoon. Oh, it's my favourite go-to.
Yeah, I normally pull into the Budget Week pub there, the local.
The Royal Hotel at Wyong.
I love the OB pub in your minor.
The Coast Hotel, Budgie Woy.
The Settlers Arms at West Gosford, mate.
Oh, look, there's plenty of those coming.
Settlers Arms, buddy.
You know what? There's a lot of great pubs around the Central Coast.
Settlers Arms next to the George's Legless. What?
I love the ones that are like the Elephant and Wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of ones.
Where'd that come from?
There's one in Adelaide, I think, called the Elephant and Wheelbarrow.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. The Ducks Nuts.
The votes are in, Akmal. Would you like to know the best pub on the Central Coast?
You know I do.
Here we go. It's not your sticky carpet kind of pub. It is the Boathouse Hotel in Patonga. It is class a vu, people. Ooh. Absolutely beautiful view.
Gone upmarket.
Very upmarket. Very gorgeous.
Didn't they just have reno?
They've just redone it, and I haven't been there since it's been redone, so I'm very keen to go and see it. But the Boathouse Hotel, congratulations on being voted the best pub on the Central Coast.
It's so upmarket, you're not allowed to vomit, even if you feel sick.
Well, please.
No, I think that's pretty standard.
Drink responsibly if you are drinking.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
I have been absolutely just heartwarmed by the conjoined twins, Nima and Dower. Have you seen this? It's been all over the news.
They used to call them Siamese twins, but that's not correct anymore.
No, it's
because
not.
Because the cats have got that
the Siamese
title.
Cats, yeah.
Mm.
Now, they call them conjoined twins now. And
there's no conjoined cats, is there?
I haven't seen any imagine if you had Siamese twin cats that
cats.
Were...
Give us a call if you got some Siamese...
Anyway, we're getting off track. Nima and Dower, they went into the Royal Children's Hospital last week and successfully were separated. And I don't know whether you've been following this story. It's just so heartwarming. It's amazing that they've been able to help these beautiful little girls. And
well, no one asked the girls if they wanted to be separated. Maybe they, you know...
Oh, I think for a better quality of life, I don't think there's a question there, is there?
Well, I don't know. You know, if you're close to someone, I'd like to be sewn to you.
Oh, my God, Akmal, that's horrific.
On air for the show.
For the show.
Because if they can separate people, they can definitely join people together.
Oh, my God.
Well, hang on, wait.
That's so wrong.
Let's ask Mandy, does she want that to happen?
No, I don't want to be, I don't want to be near you any more than I have to be.
It'll be difficult in at certain moments.
Yes, that's right.
I need some space. I'm sorry, we're stuck.
You know, you're terrible with nudity and things, so you would hate that because I'd be stuck next to you watching you go to the toilet and get in the shower and stuff.
That's right.
Anyway, what I love about this story is that Nima and Dawa, even though they've been separated, they want to be really close to each other and they keep doing that bum wiggle so they can get closer to each other and they're wrapping their legs around each other and stuff. I think it is so beautiful.
Just like I do with you in this.
Aww. You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Mandy and Akmal's normal. Or not.
Look, we did have a few technical issues earlier in the show, which is when we were supposed to do normal or nuts. And so we're doing it now.
Yeah.
We normally do it just after 7. And this is where we chat about things that we aren't sure are normal or nuts.
Yes. Mm. And this one comes from you today, Mandy. because of a conversation that happened on air yesterday. You weren't here for this, Akmal. So this is what happened.
We were talking about doing things nude.
Yeah, and you know, and Mandy said something that I think we need to discuss further.
That's cleaning in the nude's okay. No. I mean, I scrub the shower in the nude.
Okay,
because then you got to put the shower on to clean the shower. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do that.
I wash the dog in the nude. But that sounds weird.
No, that is weird.
No, because I do the dog in the shower as well. So I'm getting wet. The dog's getting wet. Like, I'm in the nude.
You shower the dog with you.
I'm not the only person. Anyway, we can talk about that another time.
That's a story for another time. Now is the time to do that.
You can get a grab of that, if I may have a grab of Mandy saying, I do the dog in the shower. That's all I need.
She's talking about shampooing the dog.
What happens is my dog's really jumpy, so I can't do him in the bath because if I bath him...
Can you not say I can't bathe him in a bathtub
because he'll jump out and he's quite skidgety and it makes it very difficult. Yes. So what I like is being able to shut the door of the shower, have him contained in a contained space.
Oh yeah.
And I've got one of those sprayer things and I spray the dog with the sprayer thing and then I'm able to wash him. Like, it works really well. But the thing
you
is, because I'm like, I spray him with the water and then lather him up and then I spray him again.
It's just weird. No matter how much you talk about it, this is a weird thing. It's nuts.
Well, what's the point of being in my clothes if I'm in the shower getting wet and if the dog's shaking, I'm getting covered in water?
Look, you make a good point. You know, I think if you say bringing in a horse in the shower, that's nuts. And if you say, I mean, look, a shower is probably less weird or less nuts than, say, you know, take him, like, jumping in the bath with him and putting some
salts. Yeah, see, that I wouldn't do because that is weird. But
what about some candles? And
don't make this bad. And I'm not the only person that does this. I know I'm not. Central Coast, please help me out here.
I've been in the bath with my three dogs all at once in the bath.
Have you been nude in the bath with your three dogs?
Oh, yeah, I love being nude in the
bath. Hang on, tell the truth, Akmal. You can't just say this stuff. Are you telling the truth or not?
No.
Okay.
What I do is I wash my dog Zaki in the bathtub because he gets a bit grouchy.
Yes.
But I just want to, you know, there's nothing weird about it. It's just totally platonic.
Okay.
See, I take Carter to the dog wash thing at Pet Barn or whatever.
Carter's
and do it
there. Carter's a big dog.
Yeah. But
Frankie's quite small.
I see people with small dogs there.
Alan, the producer's in here. What's going on?
I am against this completely. I don't think any animal should see a human naked.
Look, it's a practical thing. No. It's about not getting my clothes wet. I'm in the shower. I'm showering the dog. The dog's, you know, shaking them. Come on, let me ask you this.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been intimate with your dog?
No,
Akmal,
no, that's just absurd. All right, Coasties, this is the question. Is it normal or nuts to shower with your dog?
Naked.
That's nuts.
No, just call, come on, Central
call
Coast.
Now.
We've got Ange from Budgie Woy on the line. Ange, do you think it's normal or nuts, mate?
Absolutely normal.
Oh.
I used to, and Akmal, you're so wrong. You're rude.
So rude, exactly.
Absolutely. My dog's passed away now, but he was little and he hated the water. He was a little fretter. So I used to put him in the shower with me, and thankfully he was little enough he couldn't reach any precious bits or anything like that. So you know, and he got clean without getting the place dirty.
Exactly, so, Ange. I am so with you. Thank you so much for backing me up this morning. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Richard in your minor. What do you reckon, normal or nuts, Richard?
Perfectly normal.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
See now, so you're naked in the shower with the dog?
Oh, look, I do say I keep my undies on, but I take all four dogs into the shower, and one at a time, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And it is the shower out the back in the garage, but it's still the shower, and that's the best way to wash
them. I love this.
You keep your undies on just in case, because they're a bit snappy, or because, you know, I've had that happen, mate.
You never know, mate.
Yeah, look, Akmal has had an experience where one of his dogs jumped up and nipped him on his willy. So probably a good thing, Richard. Thank you so much for giving us a call. I can't believe this got too normal. What about Vanessa in Narara? Normal or nuts to shower naked with your dog, Vanessa?
It is completely normal and it is totally practical.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
100%. It's the best way to do it because then they shake.
Yep.
They don't get water all over your bathroom.
I know.
You don't get your clothes all wet. They're all contained. They don't run through the house hundreds of miles an hour.
I love you, Vanessa. Thank you so much for calling this morning for Normal or Nuts. Mm. Deborah from Woi Woi, Normal or Nuts?
It's nuts.
Yay!
I have an Irish wolfhound, and we have to put him in the bath because
The
water's not deep enough in those kitty shell pools out in the yard.
No, no.
And why would I share dog water? I mean, I don't share my kids' water even when they're little, so no.
No, and an Irish wolfhound, that's a big puppy. All right. Well, thank
I'm
you, Deborah.
You.
Thank you very much. Let's finish things off with Ray in Lake Haven. You got the final say, Ray. Is it normal or nuts to shower naked with your dog?
Oh, you're definitely normal, Mandy. I've been doing it for years.
Yay, Ray! I love this. Thank you so much. We're going to send you to the Spider-Man, the preview.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome, mate. Have a great time.
So play the thing.
That's normal.
It's normal. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank
you
very much.
All this talk of nudity and dogs, I wonder if there's a website. You know,
called stop it,
Akmal. What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Cosire Newcastle 500, November 23rd to 25th, 2018. Tickets and Ticketek.
Totally addicted to bass.
Akmal's deep bass.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, all week we've been giving people double passes to go to the Newcastle 500 next weekend. It's going to be amazing. You've got Simple Minds and Birds of Tokyo playing live at the after party.
But you won't be able to hear them because of that.
Oh, I think the round's finished by then. I think this is just definitely after the whole race is finished. But Newcastle really goes off for the 500, so it's going to be amazing. And now we have to give someone the special guided tour, the supercars going behind the scenes, the garage, up close and personal. Yeah. Are you ready to give this away, Akmal?
Very ready, yes.
All right, so the winner of the guided tour, the supercars garage behind the scene is Wayno from Blue Haven.
Yay!
Hey!
Hey, Wayno.
Wayno.
Wayno sounds like a car enthusiast.
You fell for a Ford bloke, didn't you?
You what?
You fell for a Ford bloke.
Oh, I didn't fall for you, mate. No, I won't.
No,
I will not.
But
Wayno.
Doesn't Wayno sound like a car enthusiast?
He does indeed.
You could not have given it to, say, Sebastian. It had to be Wayno.
And I do have a shower with my bull mastiff sometimes too.
Oh, I bet you do.
We do have lots in common. Now, Wayno, what kind of car do you drive then?
I drive an SR8.
Subaru, is it?
A Ford.
Oh, it's a Ford. Oh, an XR8. Okay, yep, yeah, okay. You hoon. All right, well, Wayno, enjoy hooning around Bathurst next weekend. Enjoy that guided tour, and thanks for giving us a call this week.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Love you. Woo!
No worries, right. Have a good one. Cotai Newcastle 500, 23rd to 25th November, 2018. Tickets at ticketek.com.au.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, are you okay, Akmal?
Are you coughing?
I have a bit of a chest thing going, but you don't care. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
I'm here.
You've had a chest infection for like a year now.
That's what the doctor said.
Anyway.
After the end of the year, I'll have leprosy for a while and then I'll die.
Anyway, it's the beginning of schoolies at the moment, which is a great time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great school. Look, see, I don't remember schoolies. When I, you know, for me...
I don't think it was around when you and I were doing school, because I don't remember having schoolies much either. I think there was a bunch of us that went down to Victor Harbour, which was really sad. I mean, in Adelaide, if anyone knows Adelaide, Victor Harbour's just like...
Yeah, Adelaide is sad, you're right. For me, there was nothing to celebrate. You know, I didn't do well. It was like, you know, leave school, straight to the doll office, or juvenile detention. It was one of those two. But it's a weird phenomenon, isn't it? It only came in the last, say, I don't know,
a couple of decades,
15 years?
Yeah, 15, I'd say. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's a weird thing. Like, celebrate the end of your school life by contracting an STD. That's how they should promote it.
It's a rite of passage, isn't it?
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Hello.
It's time for us to get out of here. What a day. What a day.
Yes.
You know, we've had it all today.
A day of highs and lows.
Before we go, we played this earlier in the show, but for those parents who might be in the car, maybe some kids in the car might appreciate this too. A woman in the UK had her little daughter in the car and was telling her that she got the part of Angel in the Nativity play, which is absolutely fabulous, except the girl didn't want to be an angel. She wanted to be Batman.
Right.
You've got to be an angel in the school play.
I don't want to be an angel.
What do you want to be?
Batman.
You can't be Batman. It's not in the Bible. It's the story of baby Jesus.
I don't like baby Jesus.
Why not?
Because I hate baby Jesus.
She hates baby Jesus, apparently.
I hate baby Jesus, she said. Oh, well, if you can't be an angel, be Batman, and that is the message I'd like you to take into your weekend.
Mm. Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Mandy and Akmal, 2GO, catch you Monday.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.